The Gemara on the top of Daf Avam Beis says the following Legabe the Lach of Chatzitza by Mikvah. It says the Midaraisa, the Varatara, Rubai Umakbid of Chatzitza. Midaraisa, it is only a Chatzitza if it's Rubai Umakbid, meaning that most of your body is covered with the Chatzitza, and your Makbid on it, you don't want it to be there. But if it's Rubai Shaina Makbid, if it's on most of your body, but you're not Makbid, you don't mind that the Chatzitza is there, then Midaraisa, it's not Chatzitza, it's only Chatzitza Midarabalan. And Huadin, if it's Miyat Makbid, if you are makbid and being there, but only covers a mirror of your body, that's also not a chatzitza deraisa. That would only be a chatzitza derabanan because of xeris. So midaraisa, it's only a chatzitza if it's rubai umakbid, but if it's rubai sheno makbid or miyat hamakbid, that's a chatzitza only midarabanan. So effecti shir siyakav agvaliki kasha. He says, l'chaya, every time you have rubai sheno makbid, which the Gemara calls it that it's only a chatzitza derabanan, it should become a chatzitza deraisa because being the midarabanan, you're not allowed to be tayvel if you have a Rubai she'eno makbid, so that means that now you're makbid, you don't want it there, because if it's there, you can't be tayvel. So now the Rubai she'eno makbid became a Rubai ha-makbid, and once it's a Rubai ha-makbid, it should be a chatzitza deraisa. So how could the Gemara say the Rubai she'eno makbid is only a chatzitza derabanan? On the Chayra, once they asked it, it becomes a Rubai ha-makbid, and now it should be a chatzitza menatayra. So there's a beautiful teretz from both Reb Chaim Eiser and Reb Chaim. They say the same type of teretz. They say like this, that it's true that you're makbid, and you don't want it there because it's midarabanan, it's a chatzitza. But how much are you makbid on? So let's say most of your body is covered with a chatzitza. So now we're going to say that you're makbid because without it being there, you can't be tayvel. But you're not really makbid on the whole thing. You're not makbid on the whole rife. You don't mind if the whole thing is there. You're only makbid on that amount of it that turns it into rife. But once you take away that amount that turns it into rife, then what's left is a miyachena makbid that you're not makbid on, and therefore it remains a miyachena makbid. So a rubeishena makbid, it's not going to turn into a Rubai HaMakbin Midaraisa, because even though you don't want it there because it takes away your Tentfilah Midarabanan, but you're only Makbin on that amount that turns it into a Rive. The rest of it you're not Makbin on, you don't care about the rest of it, and the rest of it now ends up being a Miyachena Makbin. So being they're not Makbin on the whole Rubai, that's not considered a Rubai HaMakbin. That's Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Erz's Teretz. So Chanan himself says a different Svar. He says the din of Rubai HaMakbin is only if the Kpeda comes Be'atzim. It's because physically you don't want this thing here, but if physically you don't mind it, you're only Makbin because of a Halacha. You only makbid because it's a chatzitza, that's not considered a rubai makbid. It has to be a kibbeda be'etzim because you don't want it there physically, but not because of the halacha. The halacha making you not want it does not turn it into kibbeda. He brings a riot to that from a shita mekabetzis and b'metzia and daflamid. And that's Reb Chanan's mahalach. Reb Chanan is found in the back of Kavitz Aris in the Hosafos, and Reb Chaim Eiser is in Achiezer, Simon Lamed Gimel, Ois Aleph.